Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Wednesday, April 29th. What to know today about the number of COVID-19 cases now? Why there are warnings about possible meat shortages in the U.S. And we have the official word about UFO videos released straight from the Pentagon. Plus, a promising new type of cancer screening, why it might cost you money to join a Facebook live stream soon. And the Oscars announced a big rule change. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, we've hit a bleak milestone. More than 1,012,000 people actually, have now come down with COVID-19 in the United States. But keep in mind, that's just the people who have been tested. So some researchers think the true number could be around 10 times that figure. Also, more than 58,000 Americans have now died from the new coronavirus. The White House cited a projection that the virus would kill 74,000 Americans by August. And that number is actually up several thousand deaths from the prediction just last week. Why? Well, one expert told CNN the projection was adjusted because people are becoming more active again. Remember, a handful of states like Georgia and Minnesota have already started lifting stay-at-home restrictions. Keep in mind, the federal recommendations say states should wait until they see the number of cases go down for 14 days in a row. So far, no state has met that standard. In fact, in a lot of states like Georgia, the daily case count is still rising. Louisiana's governor emphasized social distancing isn't going anywhere, even as most states start to reopen by the end of summer. He warned of a different way of life until at least a vaccine becomes widely available, which might not happen until next year. That said, public health experts told the AP there is another way to get back to normal that does not require a vaccine. Instead, it means millions more tests and at least 100,000 more workers to track and isolate those exposed to COVID-19. There are warnings of possible meat shortages in the U.S. that could impact prices at the grocery store in the weeks ahead. The reason for this? Workers at meat processing plants are getting COVID-19, and those outbreaks among employees are forcing plants to slow production or even shut down. In fact, the nation's second largest processor of chicken, beef, and pork, Tyson Foods, warned the food supply chain is breaking. Axios reports plants in more than a dozen states have closed. The Wall Street Journal says many have faced pressure from local and state officials to shut down for safety reasons. But now, President Trump is stepping in. He signed an executive order invoking the Defense Production Act to classify meat processing plants as essential, despite the outbreaks among employees. The order says the plants must stay open. And the administration does say it'll take steps to improve safety at those facilities and to keep at-risk workers home. Still, unions and labor advocates are not happy, saying the administration doesn't care about workers' lives as much as it cares about the meat business. All right, most of the results are already in from Ohio. And no surprise here, former Vice President Joe Biden won the Democratic presidential primary in the state. As of early this morning, he had already secured 73% of the votes. Biden is technically the last Democrat in the race, even though some of the former candidates were still on the ballot. Also of note, another high-profile endorsement from a fellow Democrat, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who ran against Trump in 2016, threw her support behind Biden. The two held an online video conference. Clinton said Biden has the compassion the nation needs right now, adding that the country needs a real president, not someone who, quote, plays one on TV. President Trump's campaign manager responded, saying both Biden and Clinton carried the baggage of decades in the Washington swamp. To be continued. So all over the internet, you can see video of UFOs flying through the sky, seemingly defying the laws of physics. But unlike some other videos you may see, three newly released videos actually come from the Pentagon. Now, don't get too excited. We can't actually see a whole lot through the military's infrared cameras, but the fact that we don't know exactly what we're looking at does create some intrigue. The videos were recorded by naval pilots in 2004 and 2015. In them, you can hear the service members reacting in awe about how quickly the objects are moving and that one is flying against the wind. The Pentagon never made any kind of statement about what exactly is going on in the videos. The U.S. Navy spokesman said, "In order to identify and understand what's going on, we need more data." All right, we have more news ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week. If you dread washing and styling your hair, well, it may be because of the products you're using. It's time to try something new made just for you. Function of Beauty is a customized hair care brand. And what do I mean by customized? Well, you go online to share all about your hair so you can customize the formula for you. It's a quick online quiz, just 4 questions. It includes everything from hair type and structure to even the scent of the shampoo and conditioner you want and how strong that scent should be. I chose a light fragrance and dye-free, so no color added. It all just arrived, and the peach scent smells so good. I'm so excited to try it this week. Function of Beauty is the internet's top-rated customized hair care brand with more than 30,000 five-star customer reviews and counting. To get started right now, go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to take your 4-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. Don't spend another minute in hair misery. Go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to let them know we sent you. That's functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. Well, we have some encouraging health news that has nothing to do with COVID-19. For the first time, a blood test was shown to help detect certain kinds of cancers, and it even worked in people with no history or symptoms of the disease. In the new study, researchers screened nearly 10,000 women between 65 to 75 years old, and they say used alongside typical screening methods, it doubled the number of cancers detected. Some were even ovarian cancers, which aren't easy to detect by standard methods. Still, the blood tests are experimental, and they're far from perfect. Even supporters say they need to be improved, then tested in men as well as more diverse age groups. YouTube is hoping to stop the spread of misinformation by adding a fact-checking feature in the U.S. The feature provides little information panels that tell you if claims related to your search are true, false, or something else, like partly true or out of context. Important to note, YouTube is not doing the fact-checking itself. Instead, TechCrunch reports it's relying on other sources like the Washington Post fact-checker, The Dispatch, and PolitiFact. The feature was first launched in Brazil and India, but YouTube brought it to the U.S. now because of COVID-19. If you're interested in this feature, you just have to click on a panel that pops up at the top of your screen. Well, get ready. Not all Facebook live streams will stay free. The social media platform is giving businesses and creators the option to charge money to join the live stream. The change comes as more workouts, performances, classes, and professional conferences go virtual. The new feature will apparently arrive in the coming weeks, but the details are still pretty vague. In the meantime, Facebook-owned Instagram is already letting nonprofits hold fundraisers on Instagram Live. People can donate directly through that live stream, and there's a real-time tally of how much money is being raised throughout the live feed. Speaking of streaming, here are a few things to look out for. One, YouTube says it plans to hold a 10-day virtual film festival late next month. It has world-class backing on this, too. Sundance, Cannes, Tribeca, and a bunch of other film festivals are all in on it. Number two, the Oscars are changing the rules for next year to allow streaming films to compete. Usually, the films must be released in theaters to be considered. But since the pandemic has shut down theaters right now, the Academy is willing to adjust the rules for next year only. And finally, three, Facebook is planning to stream a virtual graduation ceremony for high school seniors next month, since they can't walk across the stage like usual. And there's a lot of star power involved with this. Oprah Winfrey is the commencement speaker, while Jennifer Garner, Lil Nas X, Simone Biles, and more will offer their own words of wisdom. The Baseball Hall of Fame's Class of 2020 might have to wait until 2021 to be inducted. The July ceremony in New York was going to celebrate former Yankee Derek Jeter and three other baseball legends, and about 100,000 people were expected to attend. But with the pandemic still raging around the country, that's looking pretty unlikely. The Hall of Fame board members are meeting this week to finalize a decision, and they've already dismissed the idea of a virtual ceremony. Meanwhile, the rest of Major League Baseball is plotting its return. Sources tell USA Today the league is hoping to start the season by July 2nd at the latest. But don't expect fans in the stands, at least for now. Also, the league is thinking about breaking up teams into three divisions based on geography rather than the traditional two as a way to cut back on travel. Nothing is set in stone, though, and new ideas are still popping up, so stay tuned. Also in sports, NASCAR has been given the green light to hold the Coca-Cola 600 race on Memorial Day weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. There won't be any fans in the stands, but the state's governor says the race can happen as long as the coronavirus situation doesn't get any worse. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today, we're giving job seekers a heads up about possible scams. ABC News reports scammers are acting like employers, offering people work-from-home jobs just to get personal info like social security numbers and bank account routing numbers. It's such a problem, the Federal Trade Commission says about 24,000 people have filed complaints since January, with losses totaling $19 million. So experts want to pass on the reminder. Before you hand over any personal info, do your research on the company and make sure they're legit. All right, thank you so much for listening today and making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/shownotes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll have more news tomorrow. Have a great day.